So my name is Juan Carlos Sanchez Cardenas. I work at Pinch. We are a small firm based in Brussels. Basically, before it was we were doing mobile apps for other companies, but then my boss, he had an idea which was about making the electronic statement, the car accident statement, electronic. So we started developing Assistor, which is the current app. And I started working there 1 year ago. I'm gonna talk to you about three things in this presentation. Why do we need tests? What tests can do for your morale, and how can tests help you improve your collaboration? So when you come out of school, you think this. But after a year, I'm more like this. What happened is that when I started working, we didn't have any test at all where I was at Pinch with my first app, and I give it to my boss, and my boss comes to me back, and what happened is that my boss actually tested the app like this. I was not expecting it, so I was really confused because everything worked fine for me. But, well, things are not really like that. What happened was that I concentrated in doing one feature, testing it, one other feature, testing it, one other feature, testing it. But I will never go back, test the older feature. Why would I do that? I'm kind of a badass developer. Well, not really. So we had this conversation, and he asked me, but fix this and this, and then I fixed it, and suddenly I gave it to him, and then he looked at it and he said, but what happened? You fixed that already. And I said, oh yeah, there is the bug again. So what happened? I didn't have any regression test. So that's one of the big reasons for me why I need regression tests, to avoid the regressions. The second thing is that, well, as a junior, you come out of school where you usually write really small, stupid programs. But when you're in a real work environment, you're more writing a lot of stuff, and you quickly start writing big functions that do a lot of stuff because you don't really know how to architecture anything. So what test did for me was that it allowed me to improve the quality of my code, because when I started testing, I was suddenly, how will I test that? Because I have no idea. So tests, we need them to improve ourselves, so we can improve the code quality. Also, one thing is that you're doing form, testing them, and suddenly you are doing over and over again the same thing and writing manually all the inputs, and it gets really boring after a while. So test makes you more efficient, actually, because everything is done for you. Every single time you save your file, you can run your test. So we need tests to be more efficient in the long run. After that, we had this period of time where I was working only on my own, but after a big time, my boss asked me to develop some features that were on the product that is on production. The thing is that the other developer was always telling me, be careful, that's going into production, if there is a bug there, it can be dangerous for the business. We are a startup, and it's really fragile for us. So for me, it was kind of overwhelming. So that's why my second point is what tests can do for the morale. So without tests, I could not really know for sure if I broke something. And when my boss asked me for features that were on the project, I was telling him, yeah, but that's hard for me to do. I don't really know the code base. And also, I won't really know if I break anything because of the side effects or anything else. So what happened is that at some point, I was bothered by it, and I couldn't really develop anything. And I told him that, and he said, all right, what can I do for you? And I said, I really, really, really need tests. That will make me quieter, and I could write the feature that we need, because the other developer always had something more important to do. So tests gives you a peace of mind, actually. It's once you start writing them, you know for sure that when you will start refactoring it or doing anything on the code, won't break your whole system, won't break your business. So that peace of mind allowed me to develop all the features, and it boosted actually my confidence. So test gives you confidence. And one really good thing that I came out of it was that I didn't need anymore to go and do this. Because when my boss asked me why did it break or anything like that, well, I was trying to find excuses and saying, yeah, but I did it well and stuff. Well, now I just need to say we didn't have the test for it, and that's one of the burdens. So test give me all those 3 points, and it's something that I really enjoy now. The last point that I enjoy the most, it's actually the collaboration that it brought to us. While writing the test, actually, since all the code base was already there, I started kind of doing a code review of my co-workers' work. Because I needed to go into detail of all the code base, I could talk to him and understand why he did things the way he did, and removed from some of the arrogant nature that someone that just started coding can have. Second point is documentation. Actually, by writing the test, we documented the whole project kind of, and also allowed me to go through the documentation and see if there was something for our product that was not really well explained for our clients. The last thing that's really nice also is that the test can be kind of an archive of all the business logic error that you had in the past. So if one day you need to replace, for example, your whole backend from Node.js to anything else, well, you know that you are covered in all the difficult cases that you had before. So yeah, that's basically what I have, and that's it for me. So any questions?